Now, that these are all things that have been in past exam papers, so that's why I'm sort of ticking them off as we go through. The next one could be a descriptive one on use the two-film model to describe gas transfer, and the two-film model then is going now and looking at the actual interface and how the gas moves across that interface. So we've got boundary layers on either side of the actual interface plane itself. Those boundary layers are very thin, and the movement of material across those boundary layers is by diffusion, which is a slow process. On the bulk phase, in the air, we've got turbulent motion, so the air is spinning around due to convective forces. In the water, we've got turbulent motion. So as soon as the material has made it through the boundary layers, then it's rapidly dispersed into the bulk phase. Our flux then is described by a very similar looking expression to the previous one, where we've got the concentration in the gas phase minus the concentration in the liquid phase. But the term in the front now, instead of saying that we've got a deposition velocity, which is in typical units for a velocity, we're now expressing it as a resistance. So this is our total resistance here. Now our total resistance then is can be subdivided into the resistance for the air boundary layer and the resistance for the water boundary layer. Numerically, these two, one of them will be large, one of them will be small, depending on the magnitude of the solubility. So if we have got a high solubility gas, that means that the resistance on the water side is low. It moves very quickly through the water boundary layer. And as a result, the resistance on the air boundary layer side will determine the flux of the material through that interface. In contrast, if we've got a low solubility gas, so it doesn't want to get into this water boundary layer here, then it'll be the air boundary layer, which it passes quickly through, and it'll be the water boundary layer that determines the flux. Now, there are no numbers given here. This is a descriptive one. Okay. So what I'm after is basically that you are comfortable with a model that correctly describes, at a quite a molecular level, how things are moving through an interface. And then the previous example is, what is the typical expression that's used to actually calculate a flux of material into the ocean, for instance, or a flux of material into a lake, given what you know of the deposition velocity and the concentration in the gas phase and the liquid phase.